or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. Kids are back in school and things are cooling down. Now it's time to give us a call. We can help you with your insurance claims. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
You're about to hear, you'll consider every other entertainment report, gossip report, showbiz report, crap. No comparison. Nothing compares to what we call the Wood Report. Some think it's short for Hollywood Report.
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has more to do with that Code Red 7 type stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, with the Wood Report, the one, the only, back from the Ryder Cup, Tina Dalpiez.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All we'll start off with Drew Barrymore. She's a mama.
Yeah.
She and her husband have a baby daughter named Olive Barrymore Koppelman.
They will not starve for milk.
No.
That little baby won't.
Drew and Will Koppelman were married in June, so that's kind of weird that they had a baby already.
Now, wait a minute. They're married in June.
Yeah.
Now, hey, this is
that
July,
was really
August,
quick.
This is October.
Mm.
It's 4 months.
Yeah, wow.
I thought that took 9 months. That's it. Well, first of all, you have been misinformed because that's impossible.
Yeah. I guess.
You better recheck your facts.
Yeah, she's taking steroids or something.
Yeah.
And this will be sad news for Dan. Anne Hathaway is married now.
I heard that.
Got married over the weekend to her boyfriend of 4 years. He is an actor / jewelry designer,
ooh.
Adam Schulman.
Translation, unemployed.
No kidding. They kept the location of the wedding under wraps prior to that day, and they required guests to wear a special bracelet in order to board shuttle buses to the ceremony.
Wow.
That's funny. Stanley Tucci and Felicity Blunt were quietly married back in June. Nobody really heard about it.
Are. I know. Me neither.
Oh, you know who Stanley Tucci is?
No,
he's been in all kinds of things. He was the husband of Meryl Streep in that movie about Julia Child. He was the crazy guy in The Lovely Bones.
But I can't picture it.
He was the assistant in Devil Wears Prada.
Okay. I would know him if I saw him.
She is the sister of Emily Blunt, who also starred in The Devil Wears Prada. They were married and had a big party over the weekend to celebrate. His first wife, Kate, died from breast cancer back in 2009. They had 3 kids together.
How about these people whose siblings end up being big stars, like Gyllenhaal, like Maggie and Jake Gyllenhaal, and you got a couple of others that are, how does that happen? And in the same family. Yeah, the Baldwins.
Yeah, and the gal that played Mallory on...
Justine Bateman?
Bateman. Yeah.
Jason.
Wow. Justine.
Don't you know their parents are just licking their chops every Christmas when
really?
The checks
and
come
the little,
in?
The little,
that Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, Culkin.
What a horrible actor.
Yeah. Kat Deely. She is the host of So You Think You Can Dance.
What's her name?
Kat Deely.
Oh, the tattooed girl.
No, that's
Kat Von D.
Oh, I get
this
my cats
is
mixed
tall,
up.
Slim Blonde. She's the host of So You Think You Can Dance.
Okay.
Never seen
her. She got married to comedian Patrick Keelty. They had just 60 guests, just friends and family on hand for the ceremony. They flew in his parish priest, Father Gary Donegan. And they became friends in 2002, began dating right around Christmas of last year.
Is she that blonde English girl?
Yes.
Okay.
MSNBC news anchor Thomas Roberts was married over the weekend to his longtime partner, Patrick Abner. The ceremony held special.
Well, hold on. That sounds like two men's names.
It is. The ceremony held special significance as Roberts was the first national TV anchor to come out while he was on CNN.
Bible He's the says first... two men are not laid together.
Yeah, we know, Carl.
He's the first cable news anchor to marry his same-sex partner.
Now, hang on a minute. Since when did men start marrying men?
Yes.
What's going on here?
It said he also changed his status on Facebook from single to married.
Uh-oh.
Does he say who's the wife and who's the husband?
No, he's a good-looking guy. Not so good news for Two and a Half Men star Melanie Lynskey. She plays the, you know, that kind of weird neighbor, Rose.
I don't watch
it. Okay. Well, she filed for divorce from her Always Sunny in Philadelphia husband, Jimmy Simpson. They were married for 5 years.
Who's that?
Robert Pattinson was chosen as Glamour UK's sexiest man for the fourth year in a row. This is the UK.
This Robert Pattinson. This is the kind of guy that when I was in school, if he walked down the hall to his locker, he'd be made fun of. Pale, goofy hair, kind of a blank expression. And then all of a sudden, that's the look.
It's a heartthrob.
Yeah. He would have been considered just a weirdo. I don't get it.
Well, evidently, in the UK, they think he's very sexy.
Oh, yeah.
They chose the Avengers star Tom Hiddleston. He played Loki. He was second, followed by Johnny Depp, Michael Fassbender, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Come here, bitch.
Cumberbatch.
Robert Downey Jr., Taylor Lautner, Paul Wesley, James McAvoy, and Henry Cavill.
You know the other weird thing, I think? The very hair that we used to get out of bed with in high school and look in the mirror and go, oh, no.
Yeah, now
that's
you work
the hair they work to get.
Yep.
That just out of bed hair. Bedhead.
Grease stars John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John have united for a holiday album called This Christmas.
Mr. Kyler, look at the holiday album. Sorry. Man, I want so badly
together.
To do a good Travolta. I want to do John Travolta. I just can't get it down. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The album is reportedly also going to feature Barbara Streisand, Tony Bennett, Cliff Richard, and Kenny G. I thought he only had like one hit song.
Cliff Richard. Wow.
Yeah, all proceeds are going to go to the Jet Travolta Foundation.
What was his hit?
It was a slow ballad. Oh, no, maybe not, but I do know Cliff Richard. Like, as soon as you say it, I can sing it, I bet. Cliff Richard. Big hit in the 70s. I want to say
Devil Woman?
No, that's not the big one.
Devil Woman.
Cliff Richard.
He's just a devil.
We don't talk
woman
anymore.
With we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. That's the one.
It's so funny.
Thank you.
I like Devil Woman.
That's it.
Better.
No, that's it. Tina's got it. We don't
talk. Yeah, their album's coming out November 13th.
Yeah. You guys keep singing that.
Thank you. Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez are going to be co-hosts of The X Factor. They're working on their deals right now. They're going to make the big announcement sometime this week. They will debut in November.
We don't talk anymore.
That show is stinking it up, The X Factor. I tried to watch that again.
Yeah, I can't watch
it. I don't watch any of
them. Here comes Honey Boo Boo star Alana Thompson and her family just got a raise from the TLC network for their reality show. They'll go from earning about, between $5,000 and $7,000 per episode to somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000 per episode. Mm-hmm. The network also reportedly offered to find them a new home. But Mama June reportedly turned them down because of her love of decorating her house for the holidays and her connection with the community.
Mm, that's exciting.
Miley Cyrus is in talks to play Bonnie Parker in a Lifetime history miniseries about criminals and lovers Bonnie and Clyde Barrow.
Maybe she'll surprise us all and be a great Bonnie Parker.
Well, it's possible.
You never know. How many times have you seen a person take on a role and you go, wow, I'm stunned.
Yeah. I hope so, because I saw the trailers for the Liz and Dick movie with Lindsay Lohan.
Not Georgia.
I thought it looked like Lindsay Lohan.
Trying to be Liz Taylor.
Yeah, it was not good. Liam Neeson.
Thanks for saying Lohan, by the way. I'm tired of people going, Lohan, Lindsay Lohan. No. You know, Mike Evans does it. Lindsay Lohan. It's L-O-H-A-N.
Yeah, well, Lohan. He says, what does he say?
Well, here's what else Buscemi. He said. He said yesterday that the boss with Frazier, what's the guy's name?
Frazier. Oh,
Kelsey Grammer.
He said the boss was on Showtime. It's on Stars.
Yep.
So he messed that up, too. Yeah. Go ahead.
Liam Neeson donned a pair of skimpy pink briefs during the Ellen show yesterday. Did you anybody see that?
Mm-mm. No.
Gosh, I can't imagine why I didn't see that.
They were hot pink, little like just like a little swimming suit or something. The stars are coming on her show this week. It's a fundraiser for breast cancer research. What he did, he's 60 years old. He took off his pink robe. He had on those little skivvies, and he sat down on this chair, and they had a huge bucket of water above him, and they had to throw beanbags at the target. If they hit the middle, the bucket splashed on him, kind of like a dunking tank. So,
that's
Justin
great.
Bieber. Beaver.
You said Beaver.
I did. Justin Bieber threw up twice on stage Saturday night.
We have, you weren't here yesterday. We have the audio.
Really?
Nice, Bieber.
No, Bieber. We captured just the throw up moments, both of them. Here they are. There's one. There's the other one.
They say his fans sang some of his songs while he was off stage and he apologized for being sick.
Would have been funnier if all the fans threw up.
Yeah. I would if I saw somebody throwing up in front of me. Adele has been asked to write and sing the theme song for the new James Bond movie Skyfall. The song's going to be released this Friday on her official website. It's going to coincide with the Bond film franchise's 50th anniversary and Global James Bond Day. How about that?
I like that. I like that, Adele.
I do too.
I like that she's not real skinny.
No, she's pregnant, so she's a little bigger right now.
Yeah, and I like that she's just sort of
She's a real pretty person.
Yeah, she is pretty. Yeah. I agree.
Cool features.
You're pretty, too.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Grey's Anatomy star Eric Dane is suing his next-door neighbor who is smashing pumpkins, Billy Corgan, after a tree fell on the actor's house while his pregnant wife, Rebecca Gayhart, was home. Dane says Corgan knew the trees were dangerous and ready to fall over. Corgan says, nope, that's not true. And then when the tree did fall, he had a bunch of other ones taken out just in case. But Eric claims that Rebecca was 9 months pregnant at the time, had to evacuate the quickly flooding home while dodging live high-voltage wires.
Whew, what a, I'll tell you, the lives these people have to live.
Wow.
Whew, how do they do it?
Oh, back to Lindsay Lohan. She was allegedly attacked by a man in a New York hotel on Sunday. She claims a man she met in a bar was trying to take pictures of her while they were in her hotel room. When she tried to get him to stop, he allegedly threw her to the ground, climbed on top, and tried to choke her before someone pulled her off. Well, the police arrested him a short time later. He's a former congressional aide. But they let him go because they said nobody could really substantiate what happened. So the entire arrest was voided.
Weird.
Yeah, I know.
Hope he got a couple of hands full.
The 21-year-old boyfriend of Paris Hilton was arrested in Las Vegas nightclub after he got into a scuffle with another man. His name is River Vipere. He was ticketed for misdemeanor, battery, and release.
River Vipere.
River Vipere. Something. Who the hell knows? Former Partridge Family.
You know what? Edit that out. She's back. She's back, and here comes the profanity. Edit it out.
Yeah. Former Partridge Family kid and radio personality Danny Bonaducci was bitten on the cheek by a so-called fan while making a personal appearance at a Washington State casino on Friday night. The gal asked for a kiss, but instead bit into his cheek.
How is Danny Bonaducci famous?
Still surviving.
After Partridge Family, what talent? What is his talent?
I think he's
zero.
Radio.
Yeah, yeah. But have you ever heard it?
No.
We think this is bad. He's horrible.
Wow.
I don't get it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger had an argument with director James Cameron on the set of the Terminator. In his book, he talks about this along with the fact that he had several affairs, one with Bridget Nielsen. But he said,
not a tumor.
No, yeah. It's an erection.
He said, you know, that James Cameron wanted, I'll be back. Well, Arnold thought it didn't sound menacing enough. He wanted, I will be back. But Cameron said, no, let's just go with, I'll be back. So he did, and the rest is history.
I have nothing else to do, and I have nowhere else to go.
You know, this is kind of an interesting story. Al Jolson. Years ago, when he was establishing his career and what he was going to do to be famous, he was talking with his manager. He says, well, I don't know what to do. You're a good singer. And he says, I'll be black.
Oh.
And then he put that stuff on his face. And that never got out to most of the public, but I'm sharing it with you now.
Wow.
I'll be black. Al Jolson said that.
That's something.
Hey. Thank you, Dan.
A fight broke out Saturday night during the taping of the BET Hip Hop Awards in Atlanta.
What?
Yes, Rick Ross and Young Jeezy.
Oh, this is hard to believe.
It was Rick Ross and Young Jeezy. They got into a fight backstage. Security broke them up. But according to sources, a member of Ross's entourage allegedly pulled out a gun in the parking lot and some shots were fired. It's unknown if that guy was arrested.
No, Young Jeezy, not Jeezy.
Yeah, I thought those two were good friends. What the heck?
Well, evidently not.
Apparently, the rap world is starting to fuel some violence.
What
the? The Octomom, Nadia Sulman, is finally moving herself and her 14 kids into a new rental home in Palmdale, California. The home she was living in was foreclosed on. She evidently had been rejected by a bunch of landlords before one said yes. Can you imagine how many kids you have? 14.
Yeah. Oh, come on in.
Yeah, ruin my house. Destroy it. Right. Country singer Jason Aldean caught on film kissing one-time American Idol contestant Brittany Kerr at a Hollywood club.
Here you go, Jason. Yeah.
That was Friday night. By Sunday night, he had issued an apology for cheating on his wife.
Oh, he's married?
He has two daughters also. He also received some slams on his Facebook page. Meanwhile, she had to shut down her Twitter page because a bunch of his fans were blasting her online, calling her a skank and a home-wrecking whore.
Oh my. You know what? What's wrong? Oh. What is it? Who are the people who get involved in this and care? What if his wife is the meanest, nastiest wench in the world? I mean, we don't know.
No.
She might beat him or hold out and not give him. We don't know. Maybe he is justified to seek other affection.
Sheryl Crow's place in the Hollywood Hills is for sale for $16 million. It's a lot of money, but it's 11 acres. It comes with not one, but three homes on it. It has an infinity pool, a campsite area, and hiking trails. Three homes you get. That's not much for $16 million with 11 acres in California.
We looked at a house. We almost bought it. I wanted an infinity pool. It had a Lexus pool. I said, No, thank you.
A gun owned by Butch Cassidy in the late 19th century sold for $175,000 at a California auction.
Whoa.
The Colt revolver was turned over to a sheriff in Utah in 1899 as part of Cassidy's failed attempt to obtain amnesty from the state's governor. Huh? Hey, I'll give you my gun if you... Yeah, okay, right. Alana Stewart has a new memoir out called Rearview Mirror.
Who's she?
She is the ex-wife of George Hamilton and Rod Stewart.
Oh, I remember her.
There's a guy you have to admire, George Hamilton. Think about it.
Yes.
She said he was a really nice guy, but I don't understand why they're divorced.
Maybe he is, but why is he famous? He just dresses
being
nice.
Orange.
He's tan and he dresses nice.
Yeah,
and he
was in weird movies.
Dates hot the chicks.
At the box office over the weekend, Hotel Transylvania was first place with $42.5 million. Looper, starring Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, was second with $20.8 million. And third was End of Watch. It made $7.8 million.
What is Looper about?
It's about time travel, where Bruce Willis comes back in time to his younger self, and there's a hit out on him or something like that.
I think they send Joseph Gordon-Levitt back.
Yeah, and he looks like...
Or do they send Bruce Willis back?
Is he the younger version or older
version? I
thought
Joseph Gordon-Levitt was the...
Wait a minute. Was calling a lawyer. I'm going to get a lawyer.
Yeah, I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt...
plays the younger
Bruce
Willis.
I'm going to get a lawyer. I'm not kidding. I wrote a screenplay.
You did?
Like a year ago, and it's about a time...
Here it comes.
You go in and close the door. It's a time travel toilet. You sit on it, called Pooper. It sounds similar.
Time travel toilet. Hey, go back in time.
I remember eating this
back
dinner 2 years ago.
Regular?
Okay. Wait a minute.
Happy birthday to actress Camilla
Bell.
In
years.
Oh, that's gross.
You went into the pooper.
Go ahead.
Camilla Bell. She's an actress. She's 26. Gospel singer and former American Idol contestant Mandisa is 36.
Is that a man or a woman?
That's a
She's
woman.
A woman. She finished ninth in season 5. That's when Taylor Hicks won.
Never heard of her.
Actor Efren Ramirez. He played Pedro Sanchez in Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh sure. Pedro. Vote for Pedro.
Right. He's 39.
Wow.
Pop singer Tiffany. She sang that cover of I Think We're Alone Now. Mm-hmm. She's 41. Kelly Ripa is 42.
When you're in your 40s, you shouldn't have the name Tiffany. That's not a 40s name. You're in your 40s. Yeah. Change your name.
She also posed nude in Playboy back in 2002 when she was 31. Singer-producer Robbie Neville is 54. He had a number 2 hit, C'est la vie.
Is he related to Aaron?
No.
He's the one that doesn't have a mole.
What was the Linda Ronstadt, Aaron Neville song, the great song?
Somewhere Out There?
No. They did a duet. No. Aaron Neville and Linda Ronstadt had a huge hit. Hang on here. This is important. I can almost hear it. Beyond, find it. You have 5 seconds. We'll lose our audience if you don't find it in 5 seconds.
All My Life?
Do you remember that hit, C'est la vie? Isn't that the one that goes like, C'est la vie,
to the old folks the other day, you never can tell.
Yeah. Actress Lorraine Bracco.
I don't know.
You know who she is because you were a big
Yes,
Soprano.
I love Lorraine Bracco. She was the psychiatrist in
right,
Soprano.
Dr. Melfi. And she was in Goodfellas.
Dr. Melfi.
Melfi.
Oh.
Melfi.
She was a Melfi.
Yeah.
Musician and actor Sting is 61. He was born Gordon Sumner.
Actor?
He's been in a bunch of things. He was
really?
In Quadrophenia. He was in Dune. He was in Lock, Stock,
He's been a bunch of things
barrels.
Nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any of those. Quadrophenia? What is that?
It was a Who
movie.
Yeah, the
oh.
Who.
Okay. Oh, that movie.
Actor Avery Brooks. He played Benjamin Sisko on Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and he was Hawk on Spencer for Hire. Remember him? Hawk? He's 64.
Was that Robert Urich, Spencer for Hire?
Yes.
Okay.
And finally, singer-songwriter Don McLean.
Bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but that levee was dry. And we had old boys singing whiskey and rye, saying this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Thank you.
Wow.
How old do you think Don McLean is?
69.
I'll say 70.
He's 67.
Oh.
And that's the Wood Report.
Oh, my goodness. What a great What a great report.
Chock full of wood.
Ian and LPS with the Wood Report. There'll be another one next week. And then a big announcement later in the week. Just keep you wondering what that's about. All right, time to do a little business here. We have 8 days left for you to get in on the drawing for one of the big 60-quart Mizzou Tigers tailgate coolers from First Community Credit Union. October 10th is the last day. Here's the deal. 28 branches. Each branch will draw from people who close on auto loans. So if you buy a vehicle, you go there for your auto loan, First Community Credit Union, or you already have an auto loan and you move it over to First Community Credit Union, which you should do anyway, cooler or no cooler, because you're probably going to get a lower rate and lower your car payment. Then you're in the drawing for one of the 28 coolers. Now, there's a grand... and each cooler... 60-quart cooler, pretty good-sized cooler, filled with goodies. I don't know what the goodies are, but it's filled with them. Then the grand prize, chosen from all the closed auto loans, gets the cooler filled with goodies and two tickets to the final Mizzou home game against Syracuse November 17th. What are they, 2-2, Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. Could be a pretty good season. Maybe a tough game to get tickets to. Not for you if you win this. Now, you can also register even if you don't close on an auto loan. Just go in and say, I'd like to register anyway. But you know what? Do yourself a favor. Move your auto loan to First Community Credit Union. Their rates are always beyond competitive. It is a terrific place to bank. Their auto loan rates, that's just one reason. You're going to love banking at First Community Credit Union. You want to know more? All the details are on this website, firstcommunity.com.
And it's time for an update on the roads with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Tim?
Hey, thanks a lot, Tina. We are... trying to hear something on the scanner here. I'd report of a fire somewhere. But anyway, we're looking at eastbound 64 is jamming up from Grand to about Union Station, and then you open up that right lane only going to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, you're slow now. A little south of 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Looking at southbound 170, just a little bit heavy from Ladue down through Forest Parkway. Baseball traffic, still kind of light coming in, starting to get a little more congested as you make your way towards Big Bend on eastbound 64. And this traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Come to Applebee's Bar and Grill to enjoy late night specials like two for $20 menu with new Southwest dishes, half price appetizers, and Brutus specials every day only at Applebee's. Please drink responsibly. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here, and I would like
Excuse
to talk
me.
To you about...
Excuse me.
Yes?
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Does size really matter? Hey guys, there's nothing worse for us women than being ready, than having to wait 30 minutes for your little pill to kick in. Not anymore. 7 seconds is how long it takes for Code Red 7 to kick in. Yes, only 7 seconds. Code Red 7 is amazing because it's so immediate. Literally, 7 seconds. Don't take my word. Listen to this.
Code Red 7 starts immediately. No more waiting. It works like boom in the snap of a finger. You look down, and after 7 seconds, and you're like, you've got to be kidding me.
You'll feel Code Red 7 right off the bat because it's amazing. You'll know it's working, and you'll be like, holy cow, this feels awesome.
Code Red 7 is flying off the warehouse shelves. Call immediately to find out how to get your free supply. Your call will be kept private under our Code Red 7 privacy protection promise. 7 seconds. Look down. Shocking.
Call 800-430-3577 immediately. 800-430-3577. That's 800-430-3577 right now.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot, melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Stefanina's has been a favorite in St. Charles County for 30 years. They recently added a fifth location in Chesterfield on Chesterfield Airport Road. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Locations and full menus are online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Join the email club and get a coupon for a free appetizer, plus weekly coupon specials. You can even place your order online. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's favorite Italian restaurants. Choose your toppings, choose your cheese, choose the best, Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stefspizza.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Join us for one of the largest coin and currency shows in the Midwest to now include a jewelry and heirloom auction this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the St. Charles Convention Center. Free admittance, free parking. Visit scoins.com for complete information.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details.
Hit the B Square.
Yes, it is. Hip to be square. Actually, it's really not hip to be. It's hip to be hip. Hip to be Joe Hipperson. He's here. It's Tuesday. The movies, the DVDs are out. And he has a sponsor that we want you to acknowledge. And to acknowledge them, all you have to do, when you see an Auric Home Care Center, just walk in and look around. I'll bet you you walk out with something for your house, something real nice, something inexpensive, with a lot of products. And when you're there, ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner at the Auric Home Care Centers. Here he is with his Tuesday stuff, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
I'm great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Let me check. Hang on. Checking. I'm fine.
Nice. Oh, all right, good. All right. Well, it is New Release Tuesday. It's time to tell you what to rent, buy, and avoid. Start out with the music. Has anyone seen this guy, this really hot guy?
Oh, easy, Joe.
Wait, saying that a lot of ladies are fancying this guy. His name is Cody Simpson.
Never heard of him.
Okay, he's singer-songwriter. He's got, you know, flowing blonde hair.
He's
always singing in front of waves. Every time you see the guy, he's in front of a wave just crashing into rocks. I mean, there's a lot of suggestive material around this guy. But I'm telling you, he's a good singer-songwriter. He's no Bob Dylan, but he's decent.
Well, who is?
He's got himself a new record. It is called Paradise, and a lot of people are very stoked about it. I've heard the name a million times, and I still don't know how to pronounce it properly, which is why I'm prefacing it this way.
Humperdinck?
ABBA or ABBA?
ABBA.
It is ABBA.
ABBA. Yeah.
There we go.
I say ABBA.
I've never heard ABBA.
Really?
It's ABBA.
I say ABBA.
Okay. Well, ABBA have their Essential Collection out today as a two-disc set. So if, you saw a rerun recently of that Mamma Mia movie or whatever, and you're all excited for ABBA.
No, I will never see a rerun of Mamma Mia.
Just checking.
Seeing love that movie. Enough.
My wife.
You saw it once?
I saw it once.
Why?
With the theater because
Mama
I don't
Mia,
know.
Here I go again.
Boy.
No thanks.
I like ABBA. I like them.
Okay. Diana Krall. Now, that's somebody that's kind of easy on the eyes, Frank. Diana Krall. Not sure if you checked her out before. She got an album out called Glad Rag Doll that is available today. Muse, they have their new one called The Second Law. Now on to the DVD end of things. Blu-ray, DVD. This is something I'm just a little perplexed about. Cinderella. We all know Cinderella. Cartoon, Disney.
Cinderella, dressed in yellow. What's the rest of it? It's a rope skipping thing. Cinderella, dressed in yellow. Sad as something fella. Tina, you should know it. You skipped
it. We didn't do that one.
You didn't? Sorry.
All right. Well, I don't know if you'll learn that from this new release they've got here, but the Cinderella Blu-ray 3-disc Diamond Edition is now out so that you can triple or quadruple dip on Cinderella. What I found odd, though, is today they're also releasing the Cinderella Trilogy box set. Does anybody remember there being a Cinderella trilogy?
I thought there was only one story.
But there's different ones.
Was that
cartoon
straight,
one?
You know, straight to DVD or...
These are the Disney straight-to-DVD sequels to a lot of their famous theatrical releases. So they've got a Cinderella trilogy box set. It's a 6-disc set featuring Cinderella, Cinderella 2, Dreams Come True.
I'm surprised we haven't seen Cinderfella, like the gay Cinderella.
There was a Cinderfella.
There was Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis was
really?
He was Cinderella.
Yeah. How about that?
Didn't he become the swab?
I never saw that.
Yes.
I've never even heard of that.
Wow. I'm totally lost. Oh, Cinderfella's not in this, but Cinderella 3, Twist in Time, is in there. Cool thing about this, if you've got a daughter that really digs Cinderella and you think this would be a great little gift you could buy now, maybe take advantage of it during the holiday season, it comes in a jewelry box. It is a working jewelry box.
Smart.
And then you can pull out the the DVDs and stuff, but there's also areas for all your jewelry and whatnot.
Now, what's the story on the Cinderella? She went to a dance, and she had some mean stepsisters, right?
Let's start out.
And
she was poor.
Pretty, and they were ugly.
Mm-hmm. She was poor, right?
And she's scrubbing the floors, and then
her stepsisters.
How did she get to go to the ball?
The magic,
the fairy godmother.
Fairy godmother tricked out a pumpkin into being a big coach. Yeah.
Gave her a nice dress and all that.
The mice became the horses.
Yeah,
but she had to be midnight. Back by midnight.
Now, how did the shoe fall off? She was running down
the steps,
and she drops a slipper
because she was going to turn back into her rags.
Right. Yeah. Basically.
And then he has to find the owner of the shoe,
the one that fits.
Right. the glass slipper.
And the ugly stepsisters tried to put the shoe on.
Yes, but they had big ugly feet.
Wouldn't fit.
And you would probably, do you like Jerry Lewis movies?
Oh, I love them.
Then you would probably, you would like Cinderfella.
I laugh at everything Jerry Lewis did back then.
Well, the Cinderella Trilogy box set is a six-disc, a collection thing. Jewelry Box Online, it's $100 if you're looking to buck up for that one. One of the worst things that ever happened in my childhood was having a live-action version of He-Man on the big screen. I'm not sure if Ian remembers the travesty.
For the power of Grayskull.
It is Masters of the Universe.
I left it alone as a cartoon.
The 25th anniversary edition of Masters of the Universe is available on Blu-ray. The biggest problem, Frank, is they cast the worst possible person to play He-Man.
Some things are supposed to be cartoons.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when they did the Flintstones. Remember that movie, John Goodman?
Yes.
Don't do that.
In the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they tried turning into live action.
Don't do that.
Those movies were good.
The first Turtles movie. That was Jim Henson's
Corey
last
Feldman
project.
And,
so what? They're voice actors. Come on, man. That was Jim Henson's last thing. He went out well. I mean, I was a fan of the first one. Masters of the Universe, He-Man is played by a guy who all the kids that liked He-Man saw as Ivan Drago, the bad Russian who beat up Rocky and killed Apollo Creed. You do not cast Dolph Lundgren to play He-Man after kids see him kill Apollo Creed.
You know what? I never even saw that.
You can't dissociate that.
Joe sounds like he was traumatized.
He is. Yeah. Well, he said he was.
It had a scarring effect.
Messed me up. Now, Frank and I have talked about the show House a lot. A great show we both really dug, and then eventually realized it's the same thing over and over. So I'm not sure if this would be worth your dime or your time, but the entire series collection, 41 disc box set, all 8 seasons, is available today. It is retailing at $199. You could get it on Amazon for $149. So if you're a fan of House, $149 for the entire series is not all that bad.
No.
I mean, of course, it is the same show.
And Nurse Jackie was the same show, except it was a nurse instead of a doctor who was on pills. Same show.
Right. And then eventually they clean up, and it's not the same show, the show's no good.
No, that's right.
So out on Blu-ray for the very first time ever, Annie, a movie I've never seen ever.
See,
and I've always
that
been
one.
Told I should.
Like yes, the sun will come out tomorrow,
yes,
that Annie?
Yes.
I can't watch
it because of that song. I hate that song. That sun will come out tomorrow. Holy
Daddy
cow.
Warbucks.
I can see why you hate it. It's
really
nasty song.
Also on Blu-ray, a movie that really doesn't have great production value. A movie that you could see a lot of flaws in if you wanted to, but I think it's just so good. You just see past all the flaws. The Princess Bride is out on Blu-ray for the first time ever.
Is Annie Little Orphan Annie?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they call it Annie and not Little Orphan Annie? What happened to the Little Orphan?
Was that a cartoon strip?
Oh, yeah. So the play, it's the same character.
Yes. Right.
Did she have a dog?
Tiger.
Didn't the dog kind of look like Toto from Wizard of Oz?
No,
I thought the dog looked like the hush puppy dog.
Yeah, he had a, like,
you know, I don't know
Poonjab.
The story of Annie.
Poonjab saves her at the end.
Poonjab. I do not even know the story. Yeah. That sounds dirty.
It does.
It's like Poontang.
Poonjab. I like doing the Poonjab.
Also,
it was Jeffrey Holder that played Poonjab.
Jeffrey.
Cola, nut, uncola.
Uncola.
What, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's the same guy from Live and Let Die, right? The James Bond Live and Let Die movie, right?
I don't know about that.
He played a crazy voodoo guy.
Could be.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty sure. All right, Pet Sematary is out. The original Pet Sematary, Stephen King's Pet Sematary, on Blu-ray, first time ever today. How I Met Your Mother, Season 7, New Girl, Season 1, the new 90210, Season 4, Magic City, Season 1.
Magic City.
Yes.
Have you watched it?
I've heard it's very good.
It's fantastic.
Never caught it, so I should check it.
It is great.
All right. Don Knotts, The Reluctant Hero Pack, is available today. It is a four-movie set. It's got The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
I love that movie.
The Reluctant Astronaut, The Love God, and The Shakiest Gun in the West, all four films for only $14.
Before he died, I talked to Don Knotts. I had a chance to talk to him.
I hope you recorded it.
And I said, Don, nobody has ever really acknowledged your movie career. To everybody, you're Barney Fife, Andy Griffith Show. Does that bother you? Here's what he said.
Oh, heck yeah, it bothers me.
Wow.
Man, a few words.
He had a cold.
That was a great interview.
He had a cold that
kind
day.
Of lost
Man,
it
are you sure that's all you had on the tape there?
Yeah, that's it.
There's a movie out today that they want you to really like. There's a movie they're really trying to get you to think is amazing and brilliant. Robert De Niro is in it. So is Cillian Murphy. So is Sigourney Weaver. It's called Red Lights. It's all about psychic powers. it has a really good premise, and it really falls flat towards the end. So it might be worth a gamble for a rental. You're just going to have to take a risk. If you want to see a feel-good movie, this movie called People Like Us, starring Chris Pine, Elizabeth Banks, and the still-hot Michelle Pfeiffer. Okay? It's called People Like Us. Very good feel-good movie. Dark Shadows, the Johnny Depp, Tim Burton mega flop, is also available today.
I just had a great idea.
Yes.
This is so, and I have to throw this out because it's that brilliant.
Here it comes!
Name every famous actor named Burt. Burt Lancaster.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Lahr.
Yeah.
Give me another one. There's got to be another one.
I guess we'll
Burt Convy.
Burt Convy. And you only rent their movies and you call the place Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds.
Man. My goodness. And thank you. Last but not least. Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
Wow. I don't know. All right, today there's a really big, big Blu-ray box set that might tickle your fancy. It's called the Universal Classic Monsters Essential Collection. All these films totally remastered on Blu-ray. Famous stars like Boris Karloff, Bela Lugosi, Lon Chaney. There we go. Films spanning from 1931 to 1954. When I say these titles, I'm talking about the absolute original versions. You'll get on Blu-ray, Dracula, Frankenstein, The Mummy, The Invisible Man, Bride of Frankenstein, The Wolfman, Phantom of the Opera, and Creature from the Black Lagoon. 8-disc Blu-ray box set. It is the Universal Classic Monsters Essential Collection, and it is retailing at $111.
Want to hear my favorite Invisible Man joke? Secretary walks into her boss. She says, "Sir, the Invisible Man is here." He says, "Tell him I can't see him."
Can I throw one to you? Less than 10 seconds. Sure. Is this funny or not? My kids are asking me about Halloween jokes.
Okay, I'll tell you.
All right. Two guys walk into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Third one ducked.
I see what you're
doing. Oh, yeah.
You got to be quick at the door for Halloween.
But would kids get that? I think kids wouldn't.
Well, you're telling it to the adults.
You need to understand the joke you're telling. I don't know if the kids would get it.
All right, well, I figured I'd throw it out there.
Yeah, throw it back.
Well, thank you very much. I'll see you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Tell him I can't see him.
Yes.
Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. American Equity Mortgage for over 20 years has loaned thousands and thousands of people money. They've loaned them money to buy houses. They've loaned them money on the equity that they have in their houses. And the interest rates today are still so low that I think 3-4 years ago, if you'd asked even the smartest financial people, you think these rates will stay in the 3s and the 4s for another 4 or 5 years? They go, no, there's no way that can last. Well, it did last. Rates are still low. You should still take advantage of that. If you're a homeowner, take advantage of these rates. If anybody can get you approved and get it done quickly, it's American Equity Mortgage. So if you have a home and you need money, and when I say need money, need might not even be the right. You want money. You want money for something fun, like a trip, a wedding, whatever, car, new car, want to pay cash for it. That's what a home equity loan is all about. The most important, smartest thing you could do, probably pay off those credit cards. And that's what your equity can help you do, too. Ask them about it. They know a lot more than I do. They've been doing this a long time. AmericanEquity.com or the number you don't want to confuse with any other number, 314-878-9999.
See how things are going out there on the highways with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. How's it looking, Tim?
So far, things are accident-free. That's a good thing, but we are slow on westbound 70, the usual spot, Mid Rivers Mall Drive through T.R. Hughes. On westbound 64, that was heavy from approaching Hampton through McCausland, and then a little bit west of Long Road to the Boone Bridge, doing the crawl there. Southbound 270 is slow, Ladue through Doherty Ferry. We're looking pretty good still on eastbound 270 now. Looking at that, it's a little bit heavy midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. This October at Subway, get a free 6-inch sub of your choice when you buy a 6-inch sub and any drink before 9 a.m. Hurry in to get your free sub. October only. Subway. Eat fresh. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton.
Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
There's money hidden in your home. If your mortgage rate is higher than 2.75%, you could be overpaying by thousands of dollars.
Now's the time to shave points off your existing mortgage. This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Do you know your current rate? If you're still in the fours, you need to call Golden Oak now.
At Golden Oak Lending, we have fixed mortgage rates at 2.75%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
With rates this low, it's important to refinance, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
We'll get you closed in 30 days. We can originate FHA and VA loans, and some programs don't even require an appraisal. So what are you waiting for? Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.573, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lipperst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Billy. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, John McCain is now on a bus tour of Florida in support of Mitt Romney. Florida's population is so elderly, McCain was sent there to win over the youth vote. Romney, they say, is losing support among some older voters, but these politicians, they're pretty sneaky. In fact, you watch for this tomorrow during the debate, via debate, Mitt Romney's going to try and win him back by quoting Matlock.
Oh, wow.
I stumbled a bit in there. I don't know if you caught that or not.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah.
We're here.
Oh, yeah, we on? Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger's new autobiography, Total Recall, comes out today. And Enemy calls his affair with the maid the stupidest thing he's ever done. Mm. Which is a lot coming from the guy who made the movie Kindergarten Cop.
You got a point there.
Hey, I like that.
Finally.
Actually, it wasn't bad.
It was a good move.
Yeah. This is pretty funny. In Colorado, there's a rise in cases of stoned dogs. That's right. Owners are using medical marijuana in the house, and the dogs wind up stoned as well, and it's causing quite a ripple effect. In fact, now in Colorado, the number one selling dog food is the new Doritos-flavored puppy chow. Bill Cleveland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550K Tourist.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
And the email from a couple of people said, boy, that's too much politics. I didn't hear it. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Hey, I just saw Gingrich's wife's hair on TV. Change that hairdo. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News.